And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
University of Missouri Healthcare has recently reached a milestone in its transition from all paper to all electronic patient records. The health system has achieved Stage 7 of the Electronic Medical Record Adoption Model, which is the highest level of implementation. With me today is Joanne Burns, Chief Information Officer at University of Missouri Healthcare. Joanne, you've been on the show in the past, and we've talked about electronic medical records. What does this new level mean for the health system?
So great, Jeff. Great to be back. Thanks very much for inviting me. In the past, we've been on to talk about some other milestones that we reached in our adoption of the electronic medical record, things like level 6 previously, as well as most wired, and being named most connected last summer, which is a recognition from U.S. News and World Reports. What this means, though, this is a recognition that a group called HIMSS, the Health Information Management System Society, achieves, or awards. And it's really a recognition of a health system's use of electronic medical records and data to provide care. So how do we use technology? They come in, they actually do a site visit on site and walk around and interview a lot of the care providers, nurses, physicians, radiologists, pharmacists, different people who are involved in the care delivery process to see how are we using the electronic medical record and how has it changed our care delivery and made us more safe in our care delivery so that patients are safer and our quality is higher in the delivery of care here.
What parts of the health system have achieved this level? Is it the entire health system?
This is always a journey when you're really leveraging technology. As everybody knows, technology continues to change over time, so you want to kind of keep up and be able to move with the new thing. What this means is that the inpatient units, and specifically 5 of our hospitals, have achieved this level and been certified. So it's the Missouri Orthopedic Institute, Missouri Psychiatric Center, Women's and Children's Hospital, University Hospital, and Ellis Fischel. In addition, we're in the process of getting certified and figuring out what our level of adoption is in our clinics and our ambulatory settings. So all of our clinics are alive on the electronic medical record as well. And we're in the process of working with HIMSS to identify where we're at. This is a new certification on the ambulatory side for HIMSS, so we haven't had the opportunity. We're very excited about that part because what it really shows for our health system is that how interconnected we are and how that data is available wherever you're getting care provided.
In terms of other hospitals around the country, how many have achieved this level of Stage 7?
HIMSS recognizes about a little over 5,000 hospitals delivering care across the nation. Just a little over 100 have achieved this level. So we're in really the top 1%, 1.5% of the nation in our use of electronic records.
You're listening to KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing University of Missouri Healthcare's electronic medical record adoption. Joanne, tell me a little bit about the steps that you've taken or that the health system has taken to achieve this level.
So as I said earlier, this is a journey in any adoption of technology. It's not something that happens overnight or you decide on, you decide one day, let's be paperless, and then, 2 weeks later it happens. Really, this is a years-long journey for University of Missouri Healthcare. So what that all entails is really deploying functionality. So in the past, we had a paper chart where the physicians would write their orders, and that would go to a secretary who would transcribe them and then send them down to pharmacy, and then they'd send up in a very paper-intensive process, reliant on handwriting and faxes, et cetera. So one of the steps was to automate all of that process so it's all available instantaneously. As the physician writes the order, the pharmacist verifies it, the nurse can administer that drug. So it really changes how care is delivered. So it's not just about the technology, but the whole organization really is impacted by the scale and the scope of what this happens. Everybody has to really embrace the initiative and the goals around the quality, safety, how it changes care, and how it improves care. So that's where we're really so it's been a many years journey.
And I was just getting ready to say that it sounds like not only streamlining the care process, in other words, giving the caregiver more time with the patient, but it seems like it would also provide another level of safety.
Yes, absolutely. And everybody is looking at the same information. They're looking at the same record. It's one single patient record that they have access to. So everybody can see the allergies, for example, or what the orders are, or what medications are the patient's on, or what, you know, a consultant might have said. And the patient comes really is no longer the person who has to provide the information and make sure everybody's getting it right, because everybody really is working from the same place.
Is the ultimate goal to have healthcare facilities across this country where a person can just walk in, whether it's an emergency situation or if they're moving to another state or town, where they can go in and receive care and the physician would have immediate access to their medical history?
So yes, that's a great point. That's really the vision of the future, is to be able to ensure that everybody has access to your medical record information that they need to provide care. So it's not sort of a free-for-all where everybody has access to all information about you that's ever happened, but it's the right information to provide the right care for you at the point in time that you're at. And one of the things about the level 7 that we achieved, they look at to see, is there, are you able to share data with other organizations? So, for example, we've got what we call a health information exchange through the Tiger Institute Health Alliance, where we're already sharing data with Jeff City Medical Group and CAP Region as examples, where they're on different electronic medical records, but we can exchange data. So if you've been a patient or if you're down in Jeff City and you have something happened to you, you need to go, they'll have access to your information if you're a regular patient here.
And that brings up the question about safeguarding patient information. Mm-hmm. And how safe is that when you're talking about electronic versus paper?
So that's really come a long way, if you will, when you think about security of data and information. And we go to great lengths to ensure our patients' data is safe, it's secure, people can't access it and hack into it. And if you think about it, again, the technology has changed a lot, so there's safeguards, and we do audits on it. We ensure that it's all available and available to the right caregivers without being overly available to people who don't need it. In addition, if you think about paper records back in the day, and you know, Jeff, we were talking briefly about Joplin, you know, when they had the tornado, patient records for the hospital were found miles and miles away because it's that hard document. That wouldn't be an issue, and yeah, that's an extreme case. But reality is that those kind of things can happen, or people can fax documents to people and have them sit on a fax machine. You fax it to the wrong number. It sits there in somebody else's office or somebody who shouldn't have it, or you leave paper lying around. So it's much more readily available to be lost. But so the data is very secure. The data center where the information is housed is very secure as well.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Joanne for being my guest for Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.